Let's pray. God, we ask this day for your guidance. We ask this day that you would show us the things that you want us to do and teach us things you want us to know. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Mark is a wonderful gospel, and if you're not much of a Bible reader, I suggest you read Mark's gospel because it's the shortest one and you can get it done pretty quickly. That was a joke. But one of the things about Mark's gospel that seems to be a theme running throughout the book is that it's a book about discipleship. It's a book about following Jesus. And there's a lot of intertwined stories about following Jesus. Give you a little context for the story today. We've had Jesus walking through different parts of Galilee, teaching in different cities, meeting different people. And along the way, he met a Syrophoenician woman whose daughter was demon-possessed. He healed the daughter, cast out the demon. He met a rich man who wanted to know how to inherit life, and Jesus told him. And then in between, we get these snippets of what the disciples are talking about as they go from place to place. And then periodically, Jesus will stop and do some teaching. One time the disciples came to him and said that they were upset because they saw someone casting out demons in Jesus' name, but it wasn't one of them. It wasn't the bunch that was following Jesus. It was somebody else doing it in Jesus' name. And so they told him to stop. You're not one of us. You're not part of the club. We have jackets. And Jesus said to them, don't do that. If they're not against us, they're for us. Then the disciples all got to thinking about this Jesus Messiah thing. And if he was going to be the Messiah, the mighty ruler, then they wanted to see which one of them was going to be vice Messiah. They wanted to see who was going to be the second in command, right? And so they got in an argument about it. They argued about which one was going to get to sit on the right hand and the left. James, John, Peter. Jesus said, the least among you will be first. And the one who wants to be in front will be in back. Jesus taught them about humility. And he also taught them that everyone, just like in today's story, should have access to him. Twice in the last couple of chapters, right before this, people have had children that they brought to Jesus. And the disciples said, no, Jesus doesn't have time for kids. No. And Jesus said, no, bring them to me. Jesus was teaching about this, and he said to his disciples, any of you who puts a stumbling block between me and those who want to believe, it would be better for you if you had a big millstone wrapped around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. That was actually, by the way, an actual form of capital punishment in that day. Tie a big rock around their neck and toss them out of the boat. See, the mob was alive back then. They didn't have concrete shoes, but they did make a necktie out of a... Jesus said, don't put anything between me and those who need me. And I think that's the whole story of what Bartimaeus brings to us today. Oftentimes, Bartimaeus is looked on as the model disciple. Because as soon as he found Jesus, Jesus made him whole. He knew he wasn't whole. He knew he was blind. Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" He said, "I just want to see." Jesus healed him, and then he follows him. He's looked at as the perfect model disciple. You can compare him to the rich young ruler who we talked about a few weeks ago, who came to Jesus wanting to know, wanting to have eternal life. And he said, "I've kept all the commandments. I've done what I'm supposed to do." And Jesus said, "You have one more thing to do. Sell all that you have and follow me." And the man went away sadly because he had many possessions. But not Bartimaeus. There was nothing holding Bartimaeus back. As a matter of fact, if you read the text clearly, Jesus tells him to go away. He says, "Go." And Bartimaeus says, "No, I'm going to follow you." Being a true disciple is what we need to be. Many of us have been in church for most, if not all, of our lives. That's not what being a true disciple is. It may be part of it. It's a good thing to do. It's great fellowship, part of the community of people who believe. But it's not really what being a true disciple is all about. Bartimaeus is an example of a true disciple. He knows that he's not whole. He knows he can't do it on his own. He turns to Jesus, and Jesus makes him whole. And he doesn't take for granted the miracle that Jesus worked out for him. He doesn't just say, "Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go about my business." No, instead he turns and says, "I'm going to follow you. I want to be like you. I want to live a different way." That's what it means to be a true disciple of Jesus. It means living a different way, following a different way. When Jesus went from town to town and from person to person, he was teaching his disciples a way of life, a way to look at those around them. He never wanted anything to be between him and those that need him. The disciples, on the other hand, they kept thinking that Jesus had more important things to do than talk to ordinary people, children, the blind, ones that are hurting. It wasn't Jesus who excluded these people, but it was those disciples around him that kept doing it. Bartimaeus got it real fast. But the disciples still didn't understand the role. They were still putting the stumbling blocks between those that wanted Jesus and Jesus. The real story of Bartimaeus for us is that we need to follow Jesus down a new path. A path that results in things like being kind to one another, encouraging one another. We need to follow Jesus down a path that changes us completely. We don't need business as usual. What we need is to be changed We need the touch of Jesus to help us see the world in a new light, in a new way. Blessed be the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.